Thank you for calling Arts.5. My name is Bianca. How may I assist you?
Hi, this is Theodore Hogan calling on behalf of Carol Hogan, who is my mother.
Excuse me.
We were supposed to have a fiber technician out here this morning at 10 o'clock Eastern. However, that never actually happened.
Okay, so you had an installation set up, but you did not... let's see. But you did... No, your appointment wasn't kept. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because I called at approximately 12:30 and someone else called the technician and they claimed that the fiber was not at my end of Morden. However, my son here just happens to be a field tech himself for a different company. We just came back from a tech walk and took pictures. And that is blatantly a lie.
Okay. Let's see.
So I am extremely disappointed. I'm extremely angry that no one came at 10 o'clock. No one called me. No one did anything. I've been doing all the calls. I've been doing all the recons.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely understand your frustration. I'm sorry that this happened. And so if you just give me a moment, I'm going to gather some information from you so that I can get in contact with one of the supervisors so that someone can contact you, okay?
I've been waiting for somebody to contact me. I keep being pushed off.
This is now the fourth call we made today. And I work for Pike Engineering, and being blatantly lied to by your supposed field tech telling us that the fiber's not in the area, that's just unacceptable at this point.
All right. One second.
And this information can be easily cross-verified. You can Google Maps.
All right, and what is your first name?
My name is Carol, C-A-R-O-L, last name Hogan, H-O-G-A-N.
All right, 1 second. Okay. All right, can you verify your service address?
1015 Morden Boulevard, Kingston, New York, 12401.
All right, thank you. One moment. And what's a good callback number for you?
Same one that's on the account, 845-380-5551.
All right, thank you. All right, please hold.
Thank you.
Because like I said earlier, when they went and installed the ArcStop stuff onto the front of the house, that they wasn't already in the area.
I have Ring camera footage of them being on my property. I have not deleted it from the cloud.
Like you said, I think they just went on the long weekend.
100%. They forgot that today was Labor Day weekend. But I work long days in my job. Weekends are about all I have for installation. You know, I wish I had that luxury. But you know, I have a smart house. I'm not supposed to run my home. I lined up everything that I was supposed to do for this, and they're the ones that are cutting off me at the knees.
And it's such a shame that they wouldn't actually install onto the new telephone pole that was just previously set, because like I told you previously, that pole needed to be replaced, and they replaced it so that they could actually attach to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, I don't work in IT. Yes, I do. I sure hope that this is getting picked up on silent hold.
We're just muted. Justin did the same thing to me when he died. I was going to say shit about her company. And all of us saying, Coco Figaro, what are you watching? Are you watching the chipmunk?
All right, so I have escalated your issues, so someone should be getting in contact with you here soon.
And when is soon? Soon is a relative term.
I don't have an estimated time. Only thing I can say is I escalated it, and someone from an escalation agent will contact you. But I have escalated the issue.
Is it going to be an hour, a day, a week, a year?
No, it should be within. It should be today.
Okay.
No, I can't give you a time.
Okay, so sometime today. So if I don't have something by 7 o'clock tonight, we'll call back.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, and no problem, not to. Again, I'm sorry that you're having these troubles, but again, I have escalated the issue. A supervisor to give you a call today about your concerns.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.